when you need to know.
It's the worst illegal immigration in our nation's history.
Calling for the genocide of Jews.
Let's continue to make Florida the envy of the nation.
You need the sky.
Download the Odyssey app.
Everywhere.
I can get all my news.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Top story, U.S. Embassy in Kyiv closed up, shut down. People told to shelter in place. Very serious, worried about Putin. So with that in mind, one of my first questions is going to be to Congresswoman Kat Kamick. Let me introduce her. Good morning, Congresswoman. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, fellas. Running around already like a chicken with the head cut off.
Well, I know. You've got to be. You're always busy anyway, but man, these are the transition times are always a big exercise. Let me ask you right off the bat. Putin escalation, firing back into Kyiv. What's the situation? What information can you share? What do you think is going to happen here?
So we're actually getting a briefing on what has happened in the last 12 hours here today. And obviously, this is the most dangerous time that we face during a transition between administrations. Mm-hmm. But if there's one thing that's been made clear, it's that Putin does not respect or fear Biden, right? But he does have tremendous respect for Donald Trump. And as so many other world leaders did, they found him to be unpredictable. And so while I think there's a lot of saber rattling happening right now, and there are some precautions being taken with our embassy being evacuated, et cetera, I do think that this will ultimately be more of the saber rattling rather than a full-blown escalation.
I was going to say, and I hope you're right, but Joe Biden certainly didn't help the situation on his way out the door, basically kind of a scorched earth thing. Oh, yeah, by the way, here's those missiles that you really asked for, almost 3 years ago.
Yeah, and I think that comes in large part from the fact that Trump is interested in ending the war versus the Biden administration and those on the left that have been wanting to escalate and expand the scope of the war, dragging the United States in. And I think there was an element of legacy of, hey, I wanted to show that I was so tough. And there's, I think, also a last hurrah for Biden in that he may look back and say, hey, I did everything I could because I knew that Donald Trump was going to seek to end the war. And he doesn't know on what terms. But again, poor Biden doesn't know what day it is. So I think there's a lot of conflicting agendas at the White House. We've seen that in the National Security Council. And so all we have to do at this point is just hope that calmer, cooler heads prevail, that no escalation continues, because I guarantee you when Donald Trump gets in there, we will not be in these endless wars, and this is certainly not the beginning of one of them.
Yeah, and he's a problem solver, the art of the deal. I mean, he knows that somebody might want something, whether they deserve it or not, the wants and needs. You go back and forth, you work out, you hammer out a deal. I think that something positive will come of this for sure. We just hope we make it to January 20th. And completely a different subject. And I'll make it simple, because this has been a quandary for me. I honestly have no idea. Congressman Matt Gaetz, is he a good guy or a bad guy?
Listen, I have had the distinct pleasure of serving on committees with Matt Gaetz, one of the toughest committees being weaponization under the Judiciary Committee. And I pity the fool. And I feel like I'm Mr. T here. I pity the fool who has to come up against Matt Gaetz. He is a brilliant legal mind, fierce debater. It's just in his DNA. It's in his blood. There is going to be a lot of ink spilled in the next month, certainly, about this particular appointment. But I don't think, quite frankly, that we need a squishy, soft-spined individual going in to clean up the mess that has been created by Merrick Garland and Biden. We need someone who's a sledgehammer, and Matt Gaetz is that. So I think if we're going to get to the root of the corruption that has really weaponized the government and federal resources against everyday Americans, from nuns and parents going to PTA meetings, if we're going to get to the heart of that, we need someone who's going to be absolutely ruthless. And Matt Gaetz is just that.
Do you think the House Ethics Committee report should be released even though Matt Gaetz has stepped down?
So it cuts both ways. And I love that The View yesterday had to issue, and I don't know if you saw it, Bob, but they had to issue a disclaimer, a legal note, if you will, saying that there had been no charges pursued or filed against Matt Gaetz, right, after all of this. The House Ethics Report is another matter. And, of course, I don't serve on House Ethics, so I have no say in it. But I do say that if the shoe were on the other foot, we would want to see the report, right? And so it's the double standard of government that we continually harp on. I think it could vindicate him, especially since no formal charges had been filed by the DOJ and he hadn't been pursued, which means that there's probably nothing there. So I think it cuts both ways. I do think that this is just another example of the Democrats trying to play politics when we're just trying to get our country back on track. And I do think that Matt Gaetz will be an absolute beast over at the DOJ. So interesting dynamics here in the House. We'll see what happens today, but lots of things moving up here right now.
And I don't know if you saw the story where allegedly a hacker, I think it was New York Times reported this, a hacker using an alias, Alton Beasley, downloaded a computer file that's sworn testimony from a woman about Matt Gaetz, claimed she had sex with him in 2017 when she was 17. I just thought it was interesting. Oh, there just happened to be leaked information that supposedly is under seal with the Department of Justice. Again, my ears perk up and I go, is this real? Do these things happen by accident? What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I think after all of these years of the everything from the Supreme Court leak to everything that has happened from the censorship, the Twitter files, I mean, you name it. Does anyone actually believe that there are not individuals in government that are seeking to suppress those that wish to destroy elements of the most nefarious parts of it? No, we all have completely taken the blinders off, and the American people see through this nonsense. They see when someone is being targeted, and when someone is a real threat, the government will throw everything and anything that they have at them. So this place up here, it leaks like a sieve. You know, there's a common saying that, you know, if you don't want it on the front page of the newspaper, don't say it. There are no secrets up here. So I imagine that at some point, regardless of the actions taken by the Ethics Committee, it's going to come out in some form or fashion. Like I said, the fact that there were no charges filed means that there's also that issue in the back of everyone's mind. Like, is this just politics? Are they playing politics again?
Because the DOJ wins like 95% of their cases one way or another. So that is an excellent point about that. All right, last question real quick. We're running out of time. Are there any picks that stand out as not good, scratch your head, not sure, don't know how President Trump came up with that?
No, I've actually been pretty, I will say I've been overwhelmingly thrilled with the pick. Mm-hmm. This is the A-Team. This is the Avengers. This is Team America. We're seeing the best and brightest, truly, in their respected fields. And some may say that it's a little unconventional, the pick, but I'm here for it. We need to shake things up. And if we don't, we're going to be at risk for having 4 years of same old, same old. And I know Donald Trump, he will not stand for that. He's picking a team that is willing to get in there. And consequences be damned. Damn the torpedoes. Let's go. Let's get America back on track.
Well, we're glad you're on Team America. We look forward to the, like, Musk and Ramaswamy. These guys could be really superheroes. We hope they're successful in cleaning things up and draining the swamp and all that goes with it. And we appreciate you being a big part of that fight, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. Just stay safe.
Hey, appreciate you guys. Have a good week.